they have no, there is just no control here. Like, it, I'm not getting from Hanji that she's really prepared for any of this. And that's just, that's scaring me, because I'm like, you know, they are up against all these forces that are incredibly strong, like Zeke, Aaron, all that. I'm like, I don't see where they're about to go with this person. Yeah,
it's scary. It's scary when you see like Hanji doubt herself, when you see Levi breaking down, when you see Commander Pixis saying like, nah, let's just give up instead of fight. Like, it's really, I remember looking at all those moments and I was like, it's kind of clipped, isn't it? Like, it's not looking good.
Welcome back to another episode of Big Titan Talk with your girl, the Anime Nay. And I know I've been away for a little bit. I'm sorry, y'all. But we're back now, and that's all that matters. And this time, we are going over the newest episode of, or the latest episode of AOT, which is called Children of the Forest. And it was a good one for me. I mean, I love the title, but it was just a good episode in general. And for today's guest, we have Candid of If the Shoe Fits, awesome rap group, and also one of the co-founders of Anime Anonymous on Clubhouse. And if you guys don't know what Clubhouse is, it's a new social media app that essentially allows you to create these really cool chat rooms. And that's kind of how I got connected with you guys. So welcome to the show, Candid.
Hello. It's good to be here. Good to be on. Good to be talking about Attack on Titan. Very good show. Has quickly become one of my favorites ever since like season three, which is straight gas, even though I was confused a lot of the time, but good, just very good.
No, absolutely. Season three, when everything was happening with Historia and the coup and all that stuff, I was like, I've probably watched that season or episodes from that season more than any other season. And man, like those moments when they were fighting like Beast Titan and all that stuff back in Aaron's hometown, that's excellent anime.
it was really intense.
Okay, cool. So tell me a little bit more about If the Shoe Fits. Also, I watched you guys' music video. So good. Very impressed. I was like, dang, this is fire. But yeah, tell me more about you guys.
Yeah, so If the Shoe Fits, it is a four-man rap collective made up of myself and three of my childhood friends. We all grew up on Long Island. And I think it was after, well, we had made music in high school and everything, but it wasn't until after we had all graduated college, we're at the cusp of graduating college, that we decided we really wanted to take the music stuff seriously. So we really sat down, came up with the logo, started coming up with songs that had all of us on it. And then, you know, started reaching out to people for shows, and sort of it's been rolling from there. We've been active as a group for about, 2021. Okay, so this will be the fourth year. This will be the fourth year that we've been active as a group. We got music out on SoundCloud, put two tracks out on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, and everything. And as you mentioned before, released a music video for our latest single, Vampire. Very fun. We dressed up as vampires, as you can imagine, and just vibed out with that one. The music is, in terms of sound, it's all over the place, but we like to call it where boom bap meets boy band. You know what I mean? We got a lot of different sounds. We do like the 90s, like rappy rap sort of thing, but at the same time, you know, melody, flow, and just having fun is really important to us too. So that's kind of where we come out with the music. And also obviously have some anime inspiration, you know, to the stuff that we come up with. And you'll see that a little bit in the music we're working on now that should come out like next month.
Yeah, I mean, it's fire. That's all I got to say. Check it out. It is fire. So, I mean, I have to ask, I'm sure people ask all this all the time, but how did you guys come up with If the Shoe Fits?
Right. So as I had mentioned, like, we have a lot of different sounds. And in addition to that, we, as individual people, we always felt like we fit in a lot of different places because, you know, we were always really into anime and some of us were in honors classes. But at the same time, like, we were all varsity athletes. You know what I mean? We were all like leaders in different clubs, and that sort of expanded when we went to college. So we found that, like, we could be lots of different people in lots of different situations and have that still be authentic. And in that, you'll find something that fits for you. So that's where, like, the if the shoe fits, you know what I mean? There are lots of shoes that fit us. So there will be something that fits you in terms of the music and the stuff that we bring to people. So it's about the versatility more than anything else.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like, I mean, multifacetedness. And I think that is definitely coming across in y'all's music. Am I a music critic? I don't know what I'm talking about, but I absolutely can hear that in the music for sure. Okay, that's cool. I love that. Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about Anime Anonymous. I mean, super cool. I mean, I started this whole like anime channel thing because I didn't have anyone, like none of my friends really watch anime. Now I have some of them kind of starting to get into it, but like ultimately I kind of did this to like create a community for myself. But Anime Anonymous, I was like, oh, this is tight.
Yeah, so Anime Anonymous came out of that love for anime that we have. So it originally started with our manager let us know. She's like, oh, you know, there's this new app, Clubhouse, like you guys should be on it. It's a really good way to just get to know people, talk, and, you know, if you want network and stuff like that. And the room that we started with first was something, I forget the exact title, but it was like, Let's Be Real, Dragon Ball Z is Trash or something like that. And that room, as you can imagine, you know, sparked a little bit of controversy. A lot of people came in because they were like, nah, I need to defend my show. And, you know, we had an extended conversation about Dragon Ball Z. I still hold the position that it is kind of trash, despite being, it's good. You know what I mean? It's good for what it does. It's super iconic. No one can take away from that. But it's like, you know, it's got some issues with the way things are. And then after that, we did another one that was about the Last Airbender, not quite anime, but anime adjacent. And then from there, we saw how people were like really excited to talk about anime and stuff like that. So we were like, all right, let's make a club. You know what I mean? So we came up with the name Anime Anonymous, shout out to alliteration to make it sound nice. And from there, it's just been growing and growing and growing. It started out with the four of us, but then, you know, we met some moderators that were really helpful, brought a lot of great stuff to the table, helped manage everything. And now that's the whole squad. Anime Anonymous has been active for, I think it's 3 or 4 months now. We are the second biggest anime club on Clubhouse. We have rooms just about every single day. People are always excited to have conversations, and it's just blossomed into something really, really cool. And like you said, like similar to you, I didn't necessarily have a lot of people to talk about anime with outside of like If the Shoe Fits and like some of our other friends, but there's a whole world of people out there. Literal world, like all across the world, who are just down to talk about anime like every single day, at any time, their favorite show, a show that you thought nobody had ever heard of, like all that sort of stuff. So it's really cool to connect with people. I encourage everybody to come out to Anime Anonymous on Clubhouse. It is a good time. You can get to talk about all your favorite stuff. We talk about manga too. It's great.
No, absolutely. I mean, anytime I can catch a room, I'm definitely in there. I've been put on to some shows. I was in some conversation about AOT, and I swear, like some of the theories I was hearing, I was like, what? I've never thought about that. But okay, that is a direction that the show could be going in, for sure. But yeah, okay, what are you currently watching right now?
I am currently watching, what was it? So we have the Friday Anime Extravaganza. So we, you know, review some of the newer stuff that's out. So like the Promised Neverland, Time I Got Reincarnated as a Sly, Jujutsu Kaisen, obviously, Dr. Stone, and Yuri on Ice. Like those are the ones that I'm like really watching right now. I am like almost caught up with Beastars, but I wanted to let like the season 2 episodes stack a little bit. So I'll be going back to finish that a little bit closer to.
Dang, I need to. So I saw season 1 of Beastars. Is he so okay? I didn't even know season two was out.
Yeah, it's that's the thing. Like, it's not out in any like Western places just yet. So, you know, it's not on your Crunchyroll, your Funimation. Got it. And you know how Netflix does it. They want you to have the whole season and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I only realized it was out like three episodes in. I was like, oh, wow. And then I started tapping in.
Okay, wait. I can't believe I just glossed over this. We got to go back to the Dragon Ball Z conversation. Just a little bit. I mean, I can see where you're coming from. So I've been rewatching Dragon Ball Z. So I'm like fresh in it. Like I just finished the whole Cell saga and all that stuff, which was wild. Yeah. Or just like how that ended up like transpiring was wild for me. Yeah. But okay, so like what's making you feel like, you know, it's kind of trash?
Well, okay, so you brought up the Cell saga, which is the perfect example. I think the writing, well, actually, all right, on the back end, we know from interviews that like Toriyama had to, the reason the Cell saga looks the way it does and there's so many different villains and stuff like that is because his editor was like, no, this person can't be the final villain. Like he came up with Gero and Android 19 or whatever. It's like his editor was like, no, they don't look cool enough. They can't be the final villain. And he came up with 16, 17, 18. He's like, no, they don't look cool enough. They can't be the final villain. Came up with Cell's initial form. He's like, no, that doesn't look cool enough. Does he have a transformation? And then we get two more transformations and then it's all over the place in that way on the back end, right? But then like even narratively, like let's say in the Cell saga, so many things just had to coincide. So many people had to act out of character just to make the plot happen. And that's one of the biggest beefs that I have, because Vegeta messed up. That's fine. He's a prideful guy. It's whatever. Krillin messed up because he had a crush on Android 18. I'm not really rocking with that. Trunks messed up because he was afraid of his father. I'm not really rocking with that. Goku threw this man a Senzu bead, threw Cell a Senzu bead. Sure, Goku's stupid, but that's really stupid. I'm not rocking with that. Gohan, even though his character arc in that was really cool, Gohan acting super cocky and not just finishing the job. You see, that's five different people who had to make mistakes for the plot to happen. Like, that's bad. It stops making sense at a certain point. And then beyond like specific plot things, I'm just tight because no one else seems to matter whose name is not Goku. Like Goku is the only character who actually does anything. Vegeta is not given his chance to shine. He's one of the best characters in that show. And just like the love for Goku is just too much. It's too much. Nobody else gets to do anything. Stuff like that. It's super cool. It's super iconic. I'm not going to pretend like it wasn't one of the first anime I watched, that one of the first anime I liked a lot, but like looking back on it, it's like, I don't know, some of this don't hold up.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that. I feel like now that, so I've also been kind of watching Yu Yu Hakusho, and I feel like that this is my first time ever getting into that. So having that, and I think that's a little bit narratively, like how you're explaining, better done than Dragon Ball Z. I mean, everything you pointed out, I 100% agree with. Like, I think I was ranting to one of my friends, like, this Cell saga, every single person is ridiculous. Like, Trunks is the only person that seems to be, like, kind of making sense. Like, you have Trunks showing up being like, listen, some stuff is about to go down. None of y'all are prepared for it. You see, I'm clearly stronger than most of y'all. And I'm telling you, you're not prepared for it. And they're all like, oh, doesn't matter. We're just going to go. Like, from the get-go, it just really was not... it was not going well. But the fact that it started off as the Android, then moved to Cell, and they introduced like the Cell games. And I was thinking the Cell games was about to be a whole thing, you know, like he was really about to clone himself and have, you know, all these fights we're about to see. And then it's like, they all did all this training to show up. And then the only person for real who fought was Goku and then Gohan. And I was like, Piccolo. Makes no sense. I'm like, Piccolo, why did you even go back into the chamber? Like, what you go to the, like, what was the point of that? But
I'm a big proponent. If like, if they just started jumping people, the series would go a lot different. Cause they doing this 1v1 thing just way too much. It's like 10 of y'all. Y'all could jump Cell. I know y'all could jump Cell. It's possible.
Exactly. Like, y'all are all training for a reason. Are y'all not trying to protect the earth? Like, what's going on here? Let's get it done. But yeah, Dragon Ball Z ran. Okay, but let's get into AOT now. I always ask this, but I mean, we're at the point now where I'm like, I don't even have an answer for real, but whose team are you on? Like, who in the show are you like, okay, this person has it together. I'm whatever they're with, I'm with.
That's a really good question. For me, I'm kind of with the Paradise Island team of like the Survey Corps and everything, just because like what we're seeing a lot is the idea that's being pushed to us is like violence and like revenge and everything is cyclical. And the only people who seem to get that are like the people from the Survey Corps. Like they are Gene, who's like, all right, we're not going to kill Gabby. They are Pixis, who's like, all right, we're not going to kill more people, because they're like, the only way this could stop is like if we try diplomacy, you know what I mean? And the Jaegerists don't care for that. Marley doesn't care for that. The rest of the world doesn't necessarily seem to care for that. So with that in mind, it's not going to be easy to be diplomatic, but it's sort of like Sasha's father said, like, yo, at a certain point, you just got to cut it. Because like, if you feed into like, all right, this person wronged me in this way, so I got to get them back, it's just going to keep going forever and ever. And it's got to be ended somehow. Now, what sucks is that I'm rooting for them, but it's not looking good for them right now. I don't know if they're going to be the ones to come out victorious, but I just want, the story is so sad and like everybody is to blame for everything. I just want there to be some peace. I know I'm probably in the wrong series for that, but it would be nice to get somewhat of a happy.
Yeah, I was in one of the earlier podcast episodes, I was like, you know, because a lot of the stuff that's going on in the show for me, you know, it just parallels some real life stuff. And yeah, I was kind of saying, you know, it'd be great if at the end of this, we got some real resolutions, like really, you know, some good stuff, but I just don't think that's gonna happen. And it's like a lot to put on the writer to be like, hey, can you solve all of these issues that are actually real world problems for us? Like, it's like, nah, but we can give you a really good ending though. You'll be excited for it. Yeah. But yeah, I just, okay. So my thing is, in the series in general, I feel like Hanji and Pixis and all of them, I just feel like they've always been steps ahead, right? Like, I feel like, you know, things were happening, but we always find out like they knew that was happening. Like everything with Annie, like they kind of figured that out in the back end with Armin. And then even with Bertolt and Reiner, when we first found out, you know, they were the Titans, we find out a little like episode later that they kind of knew that already and they were watching them, you know, or they had a feeling. But this, to me, it just seems like there is just no control here. Like, I'm not getting from Hanji that she's really prepared for any of this. And that's scaring me, because I'm like, you know, they are up against all these forces that are incredibly strong, like Zeke, Aaron, all that. I'm like, I don't see where they're about to go with this. Personally.
Yeah, it's scary when you see like Hanji doubt herself, when you see Levi breaking down, when you see Commander Pixis saying like, nah, let's just give up instead of fight. Like, it's really, I remember looking at all those moments and I was like, it's kind of clipped, isn't it? Like, it's not looking good.
It's not looking good. Okay, who's your least favorite character? Who can't you stand?
Oh my God, yo. Flock, low-key. I can't stand this man. Like, what? I get that he's been through a lot. And that's why like I try not to judge him too much, because he was there like when, you know, Commander Irwin, that whole raid with the Beast Titan, that's crazy. I'm not gonna lie, that's crazy. And I could see him not wanting to and yeah, having beef with Marley and wanting to carry it out a certain way. But at the same time, yo, all this just killing people and get them back and then we spend a block on them, like it's not working. And y'all really don't peep this. And he's like the number one person who is just egging on a whole bunch of stuff. And I do not like that. Because, I mean, we haven't seen it, but I'm pretty sure he's the one rallying all those Jaegerists, you know what I mean, in Eren's absence. So it's like, yo, can you please just relax? He was out here killing children and Marley. Like, you didn't have to do that. Children didn't. Like, he gets me tight.
No, I agree. And I think I ultimately don't like him because why is he so important now? Like, I think,
yo,
like when he was at the end of season three, I was like, dang, he the only one that survived. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, that's crazy. But never did I think we would be having Flock leading. Like, he's dang near leading this whole thing right now. Like, I think, you know, obviously Aaron has a lot to do with it, but I'm still not quite, I feel like Aaron is still on his own agenda and he's kind of just like using the Jaegers and these people that are following him to help him do that. But I feel like Flock is really like really pressing this whole thing so hard.
And he's 10 toes down.
10 toes down. And that is so disrespectful. I'm like, you disrespectful. Pointing this gun at Hanji, talking about, yeah, you must have forgot I don't answer to you anymore.
Oh my God.
I cannot believe this. But okay, rewinding though, Zeke's spinal fluid.
Crazy.
I just can't believe that this is happening right now. Do you think that the spinal fluid is in the wine? I mean, I feel like I've been thinking that something was up with this wine and this restaurant for a while. But yeah.
I think it's in the wine. I really do. Like when they showed it, like, I don't even know how many episodes ago, where like the military officials were like, good stuff. I was like, this is weird. This is weird, you know? And then the fact that, oh my God, I can't. The blonde chef.
Niccolo.
I can't believe I forgot his name. Wow.
You know what's crazy is I forget his name. Like, I've talked about him probably the past three podcasts, and I keep saying the chef who was making food for Sasha, but I finally said, y'all, I remember his name is Niccolo.
Thank you for that. Oh, man, it totally escaped me. But yeah, when he was serving it to them, like, that three episodes ago, I was like, something's weird. And then when he yelled at Gene and oh my God, how do I not remember his name either? Connie. Oof, I'm gonna get flamed. But yeah, when he was yelling at them not to drink the wine, I was like, and then we also peeped at like what Zeke had said about his ability to control Titans. He said it was a gas, but it seems like he lied as like a misdirection so that they wouldn't suspect that it was in the wine. So that's why I believe. And I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm also like, how do you get spinal fluid? Like, I don't know what that looks like, but I guess that's not important. But it's crazy that he's putting it in the wine and serving it to people in a restaurant. It's grindy. Like, that's some real crazy stuff.
But I'm also, okay, my biggest thing with all of that is learning as soon as they kind of, okay, even if it was a gas, right, just hearing what Zeke's spinal fluid can do in general, why would he even tell y'all the all the way truth? Why would he do that? Like, why would he do that? He's not really y'all's ally for real, and that's, he's giving y'all that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's I don't know, but my point is, why are they trusting them so much? Like, why are they allowing Yelena to come in and to give them wine from, like, I'm like, y'all are kind of, y'all did this to yourselves. I hate to say it, but you kind of did. Absolutely, I feel like this man, Flock? No, wow, now I can't remember his name. What's the little boy's name? Falco.
Falco, yeah.
Falco is about to be a Titan. I'm sure.
It's rough.
I'm sure of it. Yeah. Like, the line is in the mouth. It's over for you. There's no
watching. I feel so bad for him.
Oh, I feel terrible.
He's going through so much for no reason.
For no reason. Gabby has taken him through the trenches. He needs to get rid of Gabby immediately. Now, Gabby is another one who, you know, I have empathy for her because, again, like, she's, you know, been brought up being taught all this stuff. So I understand where she's coming from, but it's almost like getting diabolical to me, like her obsession with killing and stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, usually it's funny because, like, whenever we have whenever we have our anime rooms about Attack on Titan, like, everyone was always like, if Gabby this, da da da, and I usually have to play the other side of it. But it's true, I don't like her. I don't appreciate her. I understand, I empathize and understand that, like, she was brainwashed her whole life to, like, the highest degree. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, regular civilians in Marley were brainwashed too, but she was a warrior kid. she has experienced like the highest tier brainwashing. But it's just annoying because it's like, yo, it's clear that it is possible to question that program because Falco does it every single day. And he has been doing it since we've seen him, but she chooses not to. Even and what's worse is that like in Marley, you could say, all right, she chooses not to. That's a problem for whatever ways, but she's seen these people at this point. She's seen that her life has been spared. She's seen that she was taken in and shown kindness. And she's seen that her life was spared again. Like it's, she, at this point, it's like, yo, you have to realize that your worldview is wrong. And like, it's hard to start questioning that. You don't necessarily know where to start, but you gotta start. She gets me so mad because she refuses. And like, Falco gets beat up for it every single time. And it just sucks because like the situation with Niccolo is just that like, with Falco was in that scene, what I was seeing was that he was being cautious and he's just like, all right, this is another person from Marley. Let's just try to reconnect. He wasn't even trying to like be militaristic the way Gabby was or any of that stuff. He's just trying to connect with this person who's from where he's from. And Gabby is just relishing in this murder that she did and she's bragging about it. And it's like, even granted, she did that to the wrong person. And that's just how that happened. But at the same time, even if it wasn't the wrong person, you're being mad weird. Like to just pull up, you see somebody from your homeland and you're like, yeah, I just murdered this girl on this blimp. Like that's weird. That's weird. This man is at his day job. Like you're being weird. Like maybe tone it down.
Absolutely. You know what? I didn't even think about that. She really did run down there. Like really at that point, like her safety, Falco safety, like was not at all a concern. Like none of that is a concern. She truly was just like, yo, we're warrior candidates. We snuck on to this island. People are coming. I killed old girl. What's up? And it's like, okay. That is definitely ridiculously weird. And I just hate that Falco just keeps getting the brunt of all of this. And I kind of was comparing Falco and Gabby's relationship to Aaron and Mikasa's relationship a little bit, like how, you know, Mikasa's always like, calm down, Aaron, like relax and trying to be the one that's protective. But then, you know, Falco's like that for Gabby, but I just feel like this situation is worse. Like Gabby is, she is ready and willing. But I was going to ask you, do you think that now since she's experienced this like extreme kindness, right? Like everyone in the situation should be pressed at her, but is actually, are you okay? Like mad at, what is his name again? Oh, Niccolo, mad at Niccolo for even like, you know, hitting her. First off, Gabby's been hit a couple times now. That's crazy. But yeah. And like, do you think she's gonna like, how do you think she's gonna react now? You think she's gonna be on the same militant wave or no?
That's a real good question. Cause like the entire season, I've been like, I feel like there's a chance Gabby can like see the light and like question some of the things she's been brought up with, but I don't even know anymore. Cause like, I thought that might've been the case watching this episode, but then in like the last second, Aaron popped up and now she's just there for this conversation that they're gonna have. And I kind of feel like we've been told this whole season, well, we've seen this whole season that like Gabby and Aaron and young Aaron are very similar. And then what happens? Armin literally says this to us, how they're similar. And then immediately after, Aaron actually walks in the room. I feel like Aaron might take her or something like that. You know what I mean? He's got to pass down his Titan at some point. He's only got a few years left. And like Gabby, even though she's, you know, programmed to think that they're devils, I feel like it would be possible to redirect some of her anger and be like, all right, nah, not even have her come to the side of like peace is what's important, but like, no, your enemy is just the world as opposed to like your enemy being us. So with that in mind, I have no idea what's going to happen. I want her to be redeemed, but we're so close to the end. And like Aaron being this monkey wrench thrown into the situation, I don't know. I honestly don't.
Yeah, I kind of feel like she's just gonna go out shook. Like how she is right now, like that, like her face at the end, like, I can't believe this is happening. I think that's how it's gonna end. Like, I originally really did think that she was gonna have a true change of heart, especially meeting Kaya, the young girl who Sasha saved. I was like, there's no way she's gonna come out of this situation. And even, you know, Kaya showing them the kindness of being like, we're going to this restaurant, there's a Marleyan soldier there, and you know, you can ask them for help, all of that. I just knew that when they went downstairs to talk to Niccolo, it was not gonna go like that. I did not expect her to do all of that. I really thought she was gonna be like, yo, we don't know what to do. We're stuck here. Like, what are you doing here? Like, how should we be moving right now? But
yeah,
man, that moment though, when Aaron walked in with his hand sliced.
Oh my God. Yo, Aaron with the hand is so, I tweeted, it's so funny to me, because like, if Aaron walks up on you with a bloody palm, that's the equivalent of like, oh shoot, he got a gun. Everybody get down.
Oh my God. Absolutely. Like, and you know what? Attack on Titan does those moments so well. You know, like some stuff will be going on, but it's nothing too crazy. And then it's always a subtle shift. Like one person enters the scene, something happens that's like very subtle, but monumental. Like this is the first time since he's broken out that he's seeing them. And I'm like, his face is not looking good. You know, it's looking like, man, Aaron has changed so much.
Yeah.
God. Like, yeah. I mean, we all know that, but I'm just thinking about literally just even how his face is looking. Like, the little worry lines, everything is just so different. It's like the fire isn't there anymore. It's just so methodical and like, ooh. So it's like, it's giving me killer. It's giving me killer
vibe. Yeah. I mean, I think you said it perfectly. The fire isn't there. Like, you know, if we look at him seasons 1 through 3, he's always yelling. He's always making like these impassioned speeches and stuff like that. But now he's just doing stuff. Like, it really stood out to me when he was almost about to be killed by the Warhammer Titan. And he's just sitting there straight faced. He's like, yeah, if y'all gonna come save me, might as well do it now. And then he gets saved. And it's like, no panic. No, his plan B is his friends. Like, he's not thinking about anything. He's not concerned. He's just like, yo, it either goes this way or it doesn't. And it's like, that is a very far cry from the person that we saw all the way. Crazy. It's crazy that we got to see it too, for the most part, that transition.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, what do you think he's going to have to say?
I don't know. Because honestly, I didn't know that there was like, anything for him to talk to them.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, what do you even think his intention is in even talking to them? Like, my thought was the only reason you really even have to meet with them and do this whole like standoff, like, you know, I cut my hand, don't try nothing silly, like for me is to apologize or even just to like, these are your childhood friends, these are the people you've grown up, like I gotta protect y'all. Like, I'm thinking, well, I'm hoping that he's gonna go the route of, hey y'all, this is where my head is at. Sorry, but I gotta just go with what I gotta do. Right. But I don't know. Like, he's just not giving me that vibe right now either, though. You know?
No, not at all. Honestly, I really don't know what he would have to talk to them about. I mean, maybe trying to get them on his side, but it doesn't even feel like he's that type of person anymore. Right? It feels like he's at the wit's end. I don't know, maybe it's like he is at the end of his rope, and he is, you know, this cold person we've been talking about, but he's like, yo, I did come up with y'all do understand the struggle. Armin, you're one of the only other people in this world that like has a Titan that I can like one-to-one relate with, like, so maybe he's acknowledging that there's something there, and he's like, yo, just join me. I rock with y'all, we came up together, you know what I'm saying, let's spend these final years together. And then if they say no, he's like, well, I got things I got to do. And I hate that it had to be you, but if I got to fight you, I got to fight you. Maybe it's something like that. I mean, I am hoping for that just because it would mean that some of his humanity is still there. You know what I mean? Like, we saw the flashback of him on the wagon saying like, y'all are the most important thing to me in the world. Like, hopefully that's still true in some regard. So, but I'm scared. I don't know. He'd be moving reckless and just completely unpredictable, so I don't know what he's about to do. And that's just kind of the summary of how I feel about Attack on Titan at this point. I don't know what's gonna happen. Just straight up.
Absolutely. I mean, how do you feel about Armin's character at this point? Like, for me, Armin, you know, he has the Colossal Titan, And, you know, everyone's been talking about the memories and stuff that you get. And I personally just think that anyone who has been a Titan shifter, who has had a Titan within them, I just think they see the world and everything else a little differently. Like, they know more, but it's not seeming all the way like that for me with Armin. Like, Armin is so smart. He could be kind of like withholding some stuff, like that moment a couple episodes ago when we got the flashback and Aaron was like, have you seen Bertolt's memories yet? Let's cut down to business. Have you seen them or not? And Armin's like, no, not all of them or nothing important. I'm like,
he lied. I was like, I know that's not true.
Oh my, Armin. And even when he was, you know, been talking to Annie all this time and he went to touch the thing, I'm like, yes, touch it. Like, I want you to touch it. But I feel like this next episode is going to be absolutely wild because I think we're going to get, well, I'm hoping we get some, some of my biggest questions are truly like, I'm still just not even understanding what Aaron's motive is. Like, I don't at this point know what his thing is because we've been told from him, you know, his whole thing has been, I want to protect my people, my friends. Yeah. You know, like the people of Paradise Island. And he also was making comments about wanting to end, you know, more Titans being created. Like when the whole thing with Historia was being talked about, like her potentially having to like have babies and like, you know, all this stuff. He's like, what the hell? Like, we're just trying to create more Titans. Like, is that what we're doing? Yeah. So I'm like confused. I'm like, is that where his head is still at? Is that his ultimate goal or not? Like, I don't know if he's team Eldians, team just the people of Paradise Island, team none of the people. Like, at this point, it's just up in the air for me.
Yeah, I think he's just team Jaegerus. Whatever that means, we'll find out. Just because, much like you, I thought that they were all on generally the same page. I thought that like him and the military like had some like little disagreements about process and everything, and like you know, sort of like treating Historia like a baby farm. And he was like, all right, that's inhumane. I'm not rocking with that. I thought it was just like little things. That's not a little thing, right? But like individual things like that. I didn't think it was like, yo, your entire process is not good. I need to form my own faction. I never thought it was that bad. So as far as what he wants, I don't know. Cause like the military wants to protect the country. Like, does he want to be more aggressive and just attack literally the whole world? Like, that's the only thing I can see, because outside of that, I was like, I thought y'all were on the same page.
I agree. I'm with you. And I one of my guests that I had on a few episodes ago, he said, I think there's going to be civil unrest in Paradise Island before we move forward. And I was kind of like, at the time, like, I don't know. I feel like we, A, don't have time for that. B, too much. I'm like, they should understand. Like, that moment when Hanji was like, Flock, chill out. We don't have time. We just found this thing out. We got to be on the same page. I'm with Hanji. Like, it literally, like how you were saying, there are things that everyone's not agreeing on, but ultimately everyone should be on the same page of wanting to protect people and keep people safe. And how, you know, we were just talking about, or you mentioned earlier that their team, let's stop the violence as much as we possibly can. And I thought, you know, pretty much everyone of Paradise Island was on that same page, including Aaron. Now, he might have thought that they weren't moving fast enough, but to do this whole outside faction that's honestly just deteriorating them as a whole is just, it's not good. It's not a good look.
Yeah, especially because, go ahead. No, I was going to say, after they made it back home on the blimp, like, you know, Sasha died, which was very sad, but like, from an objective standpoint, like, they had like less than 10 casualties, you know what I mean? Like, that's a win. And I thought it was going to be smooth sailing from that point. I thought the only conflict that was going to happen was like when Marley tries to come in and invade, but then immediately when they touch down, the volunteers are smuggling all this Titan serum and then the Jaegers, and I'm like, I thought y'all had it. I had a 3-1 lead and you blew it. I felt really bad, like, oh man.
No, absolutely. I was on the same page, like, oh yeah, this is definitely a win. And, you know, again, I understand that they've lost so many people. So for them, they're trying to lose nobody. But I as well thought, oh, okay, six casualties compared to the hundreds of casualties y'all are used to having seems like a win to me, you know, like that's obviously still very sad that you guys had to lose anyone. But ultimately, I feel like it was, yeah, a step in the right-ish direction, at least. But I guess also, it is just so much about control. Like, man, like Aaron being like, I did this. Did y'all not get my letters? Like, it is what it is. That was not about to fly. Like, them putting him in jail. I still am like, y'all, this man is the Warhammer. What is this prison cell gonna do? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it depends. Cause like, listen, I still have this little inkling in my head that like the way he used Boko is like a nutcracker, which was crazy to open up the Warhammer Titan. I feel like Boko might have the Warhammer Titan because he can do that problem. I have this little inkling in the back of my head that maybe it didn't work out the way he thought it would. You know, granted, his eyes did like flare up when he drank it, but at the same time, I was like, there's no way, even though he tilted Boko, I was like, there's no way that none of that blood, you know what I'm saying? None of that spinal fluid got in his mouth. I was like, I refuse to believe it. It just doesn't make sense.
Man, I didn't even think about that. That's so true. I mean, do you think it's possible that if two people had, like, what if both of them do have the spinal fluid? Do you think it's possible they both would have some of those powers, some of those abilities?
No, I mean, I want to say no, though. I just feel like maybe most of it, or maybe the, like, it's, yeah, I mean, who knows? I just think maybe most of it got into, like, Poco's mouth in an unexpected way. So, like, where they thought it was, like, this victory, this huge victory, and it would have been a huge victory if he just ate Poco, you know what I mean? But he hesitated when Reiner pulled up. And then, like, maybe that'll be something he reflects on. He's like, and then when they finally show up, and we see Poco, and then he does some Warhammer stuff, and it's just like, seems we've made a mistake.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, what about, speaking of all of them, to be honest, I forgot about Reiner and Peek and them. Like, Peek is on Paradise Island. I'm like, I don't even know how that's even going to come into play at this point. Like, at this point, to me, I'm just excited to see which of these little storylines, which of these little plot points, you know, are going to really like make a difference, and which of the people in the story right now are going to kind of like by default fall by the wayside, you know, kind of be left because just stuff is happening that they can't even contribute to. Like, I don't know. Like, Levi in this forest right now, I just feel like the forest is setting us up for something crazy. And I'm just not certain, as much as I do love Levi, and I know the fandom like freaking will go to war for Levi. Mm-hmm. I just am not sure what his future is about to be with everything. I don't know what's about to happen, but I'm like, I just don't know what's about to happen with him in this forest. Zeke, I feel like he's just waiting. He's just chilling. He's reading his little book. Yep. He's answering the questions. He's taking in the intel that he's getting. But ultimately, I honestly just feel like Zeke he knows it all. Zeke is my favorite character, I can't lie. I just think he's on the side, like, has all the knowledge. He's waiting his time out. And I just can't wait to see what is about to happen with him. Now, I don't think he cares about anybody on Paradise Island. I truly don't think that he does.
Not at all.
But it's like, why doesn't he? Like, if he is so, so gung-ho about saving Eldians, I mean, I guess maybe he just sees them as a roadblock to that. Like, maybe he doesn't feel like, I don't know, but that's also me assuming that. But I really just don't think that he cares about them at all. Like, I mean, he annihilated all of these people, like literally annihilated so many folks. I kind of just feel like at the end of the day, for him, they're probably just a roadblock. Like, is the world ever going to, or like, are we ever going to be able to move forward with Paradise Island?
Yeah, I agree with that. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, like you said, I think that the people who had the Titan Shifter powers, like, they just don't see the world the same way. And, like, if you think about it from Zeke's perspective, like, think about what he experienced before he, you know, got the Titan powers. The fact that he's been at war for, like, 13 years and now he's at the end of his lifespan, I don't think he values, like, individual human lives at all at this point. I think any of that is just gone. And the only thing he cares about is this one goal that he has, whatever it ends up being. Just because I know that Yelena said a little bit about it, but, like, I don't really believe a lot of the things a lot of the people in the show say anymore. So whatever his true goal is, that's the only thing in this entire world that he cares about. He has a year left to live. He don't care about nobody's life at all. Probably barely even his, honestly.
Man, I mean, how many... I know Zeke has, like, no time. Aaron and all of, like, Aaron, where is he at? Does he have a few years? Or do you feel like it's, like, no, he has to, right? Because, I mean, Zeke was a Titan for longer than him. So he probably has a few years left. Okay.
Yeah, I think he has, like, 3 or 4 years.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know how this is about to go. I mean, the next episode is literally titled, I think it's called, like, Savagery or something like that. So, I mean, man, I think either Zeke or Aaron are about to be going crazy. I'm stressed.
I am. You want to know what makes me, like, kind of happy but also stressed is that we get, you know, we get 2 episodes tomorrow. It's about to be... Ooh, it's about to be different.
No, yeah. Like, as sad as I was when we didn't get the last episode, I was like, okay, so, but when we found out that we're about to get 2 this time, I'm like, you telling me we're about to get 2? So we're really about to see it. We are going to get it tomorrow. Exactly. So what, aren't there after tomorrow, like, what is there, 1 episode?
It's like one, yeah. It's done after that. Like,
oh,
I don't even.
Oh my God.
That's stressful right there.
I am stressed. I mean, Pete gonna have to come out at some point. We gonna have to see Reiner. I also want to see what the future of everyone who has a Titan. I'm just interested to see, like, ultimately what's about to happen with them. I've always been team. All the Titan Shifters need to be on one accord, on one team together. Like, you guys have experienced the same things, regardless of you know, really what your ideology is, like, y'all are all the same. Like, you guys are all been used as tools in somebody's war in some way. Okay, so if you had to solve the Eldian dilemma, what would you do?
You're asking me to be a world diplomat right now?
Yes, I'm asking you to solve most of the world's issues right
now. That's
basically
what you're saying. I mean, I think a lot of issues in life are just, like, about compromise. And then it's the greater the issues, the greater the compromise, right? And, like, what we're told about, or what we're led to believe about the whole conflict between them, is that, like, both sides were at fault at some point in history. It's just that in more recent history, we could say, like, all right, the Marleyan government is violent, right? And also because we've seen more point of view from Paradis. Like, we see 3 seasons of that, and then we see what Marley is like, and it's like, all right, so it clearly is at Marley, right? But I think, like, there just need to be concessions. You know what I mean? There need to be concessions for the fact that, like, Marley has been putting these people in internment camps, you know what I mean? And then, like, basically having them be cannon fodder in wars and, like, fighting, and then also sicking the entire world on Paradis. And then there also need to be compromise from Paradis' side. The only difference is that, like, Paradis has nothing really to offer. Like, Marley has been conquering lands for so long that there's a lot that they could concede. But Paradis is, like, just starting as a nation. They don't really have anything except for, like, that stone that is, like, a natural. So that's kind of where the compromise thing gets a little weird, because, like, you know, Paradis doesn't have a lot, but I think it starts there, like, being in a conversation. It's like, all right, going forward, we got to change things. So you were dedicated to this. We're going to give you some things under these conditions. You'll give us some things under certain conditions. Because I mean, but also I'm not mad at like Marley just as a country being wiped off the map or just disbanded, just because like I don't think that they, you know, Paradis is getting it together. They changed up their government and stuff like that. It's more fair than it was in season one. But I don't think Marley is like a lot of countries in our world. Like, I don't think you have a right to exist, to be perfectly honest, because like they've been interning these people and then using them as literal weapons, whether they're, you know, Titan shifters on the forefront of the battlefield or literally cannon fodder as soldiers or Titans being thrown out of a plane. Like, I think the Eldian people deserve their own thing. And they should kind of all come together in that way. And I think Marley should be like, the land should be given back to other places they stole it from. Because like the full-blooded Marley people who are not Eldians, it's like, y'all have committed crimes.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I feel like Marley, awful. And I honestly don't even want to see what some of the other countries are doing with their Eldians. And I mean, I'm glad you brought up seasons ago, or I guess last season when Paradise Island started to make those changes. And now in season four, we're seeing that they really are revamping the government. And I feel like that's so important because that's, I feel like that's usually not how things go. Like, it's usually not like, okay, we learned more, we got more intel, and now we're actually going to improve our country, our community, whatever, to actually, you know, benefit all of us as a whole, instead of just worrying about straight up conquering, having ownership over places, land, people, like all of that stuff. Like, how can I use these resources to just further my agenda, instead of like, okay, how can we like move forward in a positive way? But man, I just don't know. I feel like the civil, so okay, are you kind of feeling like this, the end of this series is going to focus on Paradise Island, like what's going on right now on Paradise Island, and not necessarily a bigger worldview? Or how are you feeling about that?
Wow, I've never thought about that actually. And I feel like it can't just focus exclusively on Paradise Island. We're told the world building has been like so immense, like in this season, even in just like little details that they didn't have to spend too much time on, that it's like, there's so much going on. We gotta hear, like it won't just be solved on that stage. Cause like, even if your Paradise Island gets a happy ending, whatever that looks like, and let's say they do the rumbling and they're all protected, like there's still Eldians in internment zones, not even just in Marley, just in like several different countries around the world. Like, you're just gonna leave them? You know what I mean? Like, is that the new Eldian empire that y'all envision, just leaving those people in those camps? So like, I feel like it has to touch back on the world a little bit. Or maybe it does end that way. And then like, that's what Isayama is trying to say about like the human condition. That would be kind of sad, but yeah, I think it does have to turn outward into the world, because Marley is devastated and we've seen so much of them that we just need to know what happens with them. And then even outside of that, we would want to know what happens with the, oh my God, I forget the name of the Asian clan. I forget, you know, we want to know what Hizuru, right?
Yeah, Hizuru. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So we want to know what happens with them. And then there are also several other nations. So we, at the very least, we need to know what happens with Marley and Hizuru. So I don't think it can just exclusively focus on Paradis. But we're also running out of time. So I don't know how they're going to wrap this up.
Right. I you know, I also feel like we are going to get some bigger things. I think, I can't lie, ultimately, I kind of feel like the rumbling's gonna happen and it's gonna destroy a lot of stuff. I kind of feel like that's where we're headed. Not sure, but I just feel like it's gonna be very dark. I would like to see Mikasa end up in her homeland. I would like to see that, you know, that would be a beautiful moment if she got to go there, but I don't know, man. At this point, again, who is to say? But okay, so, any predictions for the next episode?
Like I said before, I don't really know what's going to happen in this show. The only prediction that I can give is that like we have not seen the end of betrayal in this show. Like, I think at the very least, like we're going to see that the Jaegerist and Eren are not on the same side. So one of them is going to betray the other or reveal that like their arrangement wasn't, you know, as compatible as we were led to believe in the beginning. And I'm hoping it's Eren. I feel like Eren has his own thing that he's trying to do, and the Jaegerists like have their own idea, and Eren is just using them. I'm hoping it's that way, because if it's the other way, it's like, dang, Eren is just being used like for so much of this series that it's just sad. So I'm hoping it's Eren using them, and that we get more of this in the conversation he has with, you know, his two best friends.
Yeah. I feel like we're going to get a lot of that. And I am also hoping that's the case because, yeah, that would be Eren going out ultimate sad if he has just being used this his whole life. Like, which could very well be the case. We'll see. I mean, I could see that happening as well. Yeah, I think we're going to get a lot revealed with what his true intentions are and through his conversation with Armin and Mikasa, and I think we're finally gonna get that forest. And I don't know, I kind of feel like Levi's boiling over. I feel like he might just make a decision and do something. Like, he might start it off, because I think he's kind of at his wit's end with Eren, with Zeke, with all of this. And you know, he's lost so much. I just feel like he's probably over it, to be honest. But
yeah, me too. Seeing him break down, I was like, oh no, it's real. Like, we have not seen him even crack a little bit up until this point, but now he had a full monologue and he's like, was I wrong? And I was like, Levi, no.
Right, full monologue. He's doubting himself. I don't think I've ever seen Levi doubt himself like that. Like, you know, he really has been like, it is what it is. I made the decision. It was the best decision. Let's do it. And now he's like, I don't even know what to do. I don't know what's going on.
Because even in the moment where he had to choose who became like the colossal type, like, he was sure in that moment. He was like, no, it's Erwin. Like, I don't care. I don't care what you're saying. Y'all are trying to save your friend. People die every day. No, it's Erwin. It makes sense. He is the commander. Like, he was, even in that moment of crisis, he was 100% sure. And it wasn't until, you know, Erwin had to tell him, like, nah. So to see him crack now, I was like, oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're gonna get a lot of action in this episode. I think we'll get a lot of talking, but a lot of act. I mean, we have to. If not in this episode, the one after, I'm sure. Exactly. I'm sure.
Exactly. Which is why it's great we get two.
I wish we always got two. Would you prefer to get one a week or two every 2 weeks?
Dang. That's a really good question. You know what? I think like pacing oneself is like important in life, you know, moderation. So I think one a week actually is good. Yeah, I think one a week. That way, I mean, it's been working, right? Because it's been getting us to talk about it every single week. Attack on Titan is, I don't check the stats or anything, but I'm pretty sure it's like trending every single week. So like, it has been working from a marketing standpoint too. But yeah, I think once a week. Because I might, if it was like two every 2 weeks, I might be convinced to let them stack. And like, nah, this anxiety I feel every week is important. I need that.
Yeah, I agree. I would probably let them stack as well if it was two every 2 weeks. Yeah, patience is key. Patience is key. And this show is definitely teaching me a lot about patience. Oh, yeah. But okay, thanks for coming on, Cannon. This was amazing. Tell the people where they can find you, where they can find all the cool stuff that If the Shoe Fits is doing, and Anime Anonymous. You got a lot going on. You got a ton going on.
There is a lot to plug right now. So I'll start with the If the Shoe Fits. So we are ITSF Collective on all social medias. So, you know, you could follow us Instagram, Twitter, what's the other one? TikTok. And and then, you know, you can, there are links to all of our stuff on those pages, but if you want to just find us on the music sites, you can just type in find us, or just type in If the Shoe Fits Vampire. That's our latest single. And we have that video on YouTube. and more music to come. So, and as far as Anime Anonymous, we are on Clubhouse. We are doing rooms pretty much every single day. And we do have an Attack on Titan room Mondays at 6 p.m. Eastern time. So definitely tap into that. And you can follow Anime Anonymous on Twitter at Anime Anon Club. And then we'll be there. You can see our tweets about our rooms and all sorts of funny anime stuff that people, you know, share and have, we have our way. But yeah, just tap in with us, you know, whether it's the music or the anime or music that might be about anime, you know, you can tap in with If the Shoe Fits or Anime Anonymous, and we will be there.
Absolutely check everything out that they're doing. Amazing. Very fun. And they have a lot of cool stuff going on Clubhouse as well. So tap in. But yeah, if you guys are interested in more anime stuff, check me out at the_anime on all socials. Check me out on YouTube at The Anime Nay, all one word. YouTube is weird like that. You got to type it in as one word. But yeah, and thanks for listening to another episode of Big Titan Talk. Can't wait to see these final episodes.
It's gonna
be crazy. But yeah, I'll see you guys next time, or talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.